Which is it, Joe? I'd like to know, are we supposed to wear the masks, or are we not supposed to wear the masks, or are we just supposed to do whatever you want us to do on any given day of the week? Because then that's the new kind of country we're in. Hello, everyone. I am Trish Regan. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. And talking about total, utter hypocrisy, I want you to see this. Remember that Zoom call that the president did on climate change with all the world leaders gathered all over the world? And you see that? He's the only one with the mask. You know, he's trying to make a point here, right? We need masks. We need masks. We need masks no matter what, except, of course, when we go to visit the very elderly Jimmy Carter and his wife, Rosalynn. Take a look here. I want you to see Joe Biden and Jill Biden. Oh, no, they're going into the residence or out of the residence. You see, they got their masks there for the cameras, I guess that is. Except that there was this other camera that took a picture inside. And what do you know? No masks. I just like to know what's magic about outside versus inside. And how does he decipher when and where to wear the mask, especially when he keeps telling us stuff like this?
Earlier today, the CDC made an important announcement. Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, you need, and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Okay, wait, so now I'm like honestly getting a little confused here, because didn't we just see a picture? Let's see again. He's leaving the Carter residence with the mask. And yet when he sits down for a picture opportunity inside, where theoretically, you know, if there's a problem, it would be inside, there's no mask. By the way, not the best picture of the Carters. I'll just point out, it's a little bit odd looking. But again, I'm struck by the idea that here they are, the Carters, very well advanced in age. And I guess they've been vaccinated twice. Wonderful. Good for them. Same with Joe and Jill. They've all been vaccinated twice. But when you listen to Fauci, remember, when you listen to Fauci and when you listen to Biden, for that matter, they keep telling us that even if you're vaccinated twice, you still need to wear the mask, because there's still a minor chance that you might infect somebody else. You know, there's such a thing as like living by example, right? There's such a thing as actually practicing what you preach. The problem with the left over and over and over again is they tell you to do one thing while they do another. Texas, great example. Joe Biden says, we got to get rid of all these loopholes. People can't be taking advantage of loopholes. I'm going to send the IRS after any high earner, probably conservative, just my guess, that might be abusing these loopholes. Except, interestingly, it turns out that what did he do in 2015 and in 2017 when he had $13.8 million worth of book and speaking income? He used an Obama tax loophole, saved himself a cool $500,000. In other words, there's a set of rules for them, and there's a set of rules for everyone else. I have a feeling that's in part what this whole mask mandate thing is about, right? They want to make sure that they have control over the population, and these masks are part of that control, but it does not pertain to them. You know what else doesn't pertain to them? Any kind of financial accountability. You will not believe what we have uncovered with Hunter Biden still making money off of China. How is that appropriate? It's not. I'm on it next. News today that Hunter Biden may still be making money off of the Chinese Communist Party. Hunter Biden, it seems, still has some ties to the CCP through his private equity firm. You see, he's got a private equity firm that still has an investment into China, or at least in an investment portfolio that's held by a Chinese company. Don't forget what his dad said. Remember when he was running for president? Remember this?
And I can tell you now, if I am your president, next president, I'm going to build on the squeaky clean, transparent environment that we had in the Obama-Biden White House. And no one in my family or associated with me will be involved in any foreign operation whatsoever.
Okay. Except one little problem with that. Hunter still has, apparently, a stake, a very large stake, a 10% stake in a Chinese private equity firm. His company, Scanatiles, whatever it is, Scananitiles. You got me. It's another one of those companies. Anyway, this LLC holds a 10% stake in the Chinese private equity firm Bohai Harvest First Equity Investment Management. This is according to business records reviewed by the Daily Caller News Foundation. Hunter, you see, stepped down from that company's board amid scrutiny over his dad's nomination, of course, as he should, right? And at that time, Hunter's lawyers said, and I quote, under a Biden administration, Hunter will readily comply with any and all guidelines or standard cards a President Biden may issue to address purported conflicts of interest or the appearance of such conflicts, including any restrictions related to overseas business interests. Jen Psaki, who runs the White House communications team, she was actually asked about this. She was asked whether or not, in fact, back in February, Hunter was indeed divesting. Here's what she said.
He said, quote, my son, my family will not be involved in any enterprise that is in conflict with or appears to be in conflict with where there's appropriate distance from the presidency and government. Just recently, there were reports that the president's son still owns a 10% stake in a Chinese investment firm formed with state-owned entities. Do you have an update on the divestment from that investment?
He has been working to unwind his investment, but I would certainly point you, he's a private citizen, I would point you to him or his lawyers on the outside.
Yeah, he's a private citizen, except remember his dad said this.
And no one in my family or associated with me will be involved in any foreign operation whatsoever, period.
Hey, Joe, you might want to tell your son that he's going to have to sell off that 10% stake then in the private equity company out of China. Honestly, it's just unbelievable. Rules for thee, but not for me. That's the way it goes, right? That's the way it goes. Meanwhile, we have so much of our culture that is under attack by the woke left that, if you ask me, sounds pretty racist when it comes down to it. You're not going to believe what this woman was saying when she was confronted by a cop because she was typing or talking on her cell phone during traffic hours, highly trafficked hours. Listen to this.
Good morning.
Which is, and the speed limit is 40, and I was going 38, so why are you harassing me?
You are correct. I pulled you over because
You're a murderer.
A murderer. I mean, this is where they go. You're not going to, I got the whole clip, and you're just going to be stunned and sickened when you hear it. It makes you kind of wonder, are they the racists? Are the liberals the racists right now? We're on it.
Good morning.
Which is, and the speed limit is 40, and I was going 38, so why are you harassing me?
You are correct. I pulled you over because
You're a murderer.
Whoa. Wow. So this is a woman who got pulled over while apparently bringing her son to school and was really, really angry about it. But, you know, what concerns me, and I want to play some more for you, is that I feel like this woke culture out there is teaching us that we can treat police as really subhuman, right? Substandard. It's okay to treat them like dirt. And not only did she treat him like dirt, thank goodness, by the way, he had like a body cam. Apparently, his town didn't provide one for him. The police force didn't. So he actually invested in one himself just to be really, really safe. I mean, that's how tough it is for these guys. But wait till you hear what else she had to say. It is absolutely, positively sickening.
Good morning.
Which is, and the speed limit is 40, and I was going 38, so why are you harassing me?
You are correct. I pulled you over because
You're a murderer.
Because
yes, I started to record because
you can't
you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I wasn't on my phone. I was recording you because you scared
me. You can't use your cell phone while you're recording.
I can record you.
May I have your driver's license?
It's at my apartment.
What's your apartment?
It's at my home. I'm just taking my son to his.
Do you have your driver's license?
I mistakenly left it at home.
Do you have a picture of your driver's license?
Yes, I do.
May I have it?
And can you call your supervisor, please?
I already did. He's on his way.
Good, because you're a murderer.
Okay.
What? Because you're a murderer. I mean, by the way, this woman, she goes on to talk about how she's a teacher. She's a teacher. These are people that are actually teaching our kids, and she's treating our police defenders, right? The people that are defending our community like this. Let's watch some more.
And so you're giving me a cell phone ticket? Is that that why you're harassing me?
Not harassment. Yeah. I am enforcing the law.
I have a right to and record the police when they're harassing me.
By all means, but you can't do it while you're driving.
I wasn't texting or none of that.
Do you have that picture?
You scared me and made me think you were going to murder me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, that's not just a feeling, you're a murderer.
Okay. Can you zoom in on that for me,
Jay? Sure.
Thank you.
And I'm perfectly legal, and I'm a teacher. So there.
Congratulations.
Murderer. You're a murderer.
What's your last name? I can't see that there.
Well, here you go, murderer.
Stop shaking. Zoom in on that for me.
No, because you're scaring me. You're threatening to kill me and my son. Can you give me
Okay. I'll tell you what. You keep smiling.
Yeah,
you're on camera.
You're trying to threaten to kill me. I'm not smiling.
I mean, she's nuts, okay? She's nuts. But this is what our police have to deal with. You know, it's good that he did have the body cam. Because maybe she would have alleged, I don't know, she would have alleged whatever she wanted. You heard him, heard her repeatedly say, you're threatening, trying to kill me. But then it gets even worse. Listen to how this crazy woman finishes her sentence off here.
Citation, all you need to do is your signature. He's only citing you for using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
There you go, ma'am. Sign inside the red box right there.
For him being a Mexican racist, what is that name? Gasso.
It's on the citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right? You'll never be white, which is what you really want to be.
There you go, dear.
White.
Have a good day.
You see, this is why it's so irresponsible for people like Maxine Waters to say what she did about Senator Tim Scott the other day, because he dared to refute the narrative. Somehow then, that person, the senator from South Carolina, his view of the world is not trusted. He must be somehow in bed with the conservative party, and he's feeding everybody a false narrative. Then you get this woman out there saying what she did, right? Because she's somehow saying, because you're giving me a ticket, you know, you're never going to be white, as though he's trying to be. It's similar to what Maxine Waters was saying about Senator Tim Scott. And this is why I think this kind of rhetoric is so highly irresponsible right now. You know what? We're better than that as a country. We can be better than that as a country. We do not need to be this divided. That poor police officer out there just doing his job and having to be confronted with the insanity of that woman, which is a whole lot more common than you think. Coming up, let's talk about some good stuff. Cryptocurrencies are going through the roof. Wait till you hear about this one I got to tell you about. Inflation is here. I've been saying it for months now. It was coming. I told you it was here a couple months ago. And you want to talk about really being here. Hey, you know what? Everybody knows it's here, except apparently the Biden administration. Even Warren Buffett knows what's going on. Watch him.
We're seeing very substantial inflation. It's very interesting. I mean, we're raising prices. People are raising prices to us. And it's being accepted. I mean, it's not, if we get, well, you know, take home building. I mean, you know, the cost of, we've got 9 home builders and in addition to our manufactured housing thing and then operation, which is the largest in the country. So we really do a lot of housing. The costs are just up, up, up.
Up, up, up and away. They keep going up. I mean, don't tell Janet Yellen that. Right. Janet Yellen's like, oh, you know, we don't need to worry about any inflation. I mean, Jerome Powell still seems to think inflation is not here and he'd actually welcome some there at the Federal Reserve. But the reality is, if you keep printing money like our government is doing, like our Federal Reserve is doing, then at some point you're going to have this effect on things. Prices are going to go up. And you know what? Once they start going up, it's a very hard thing to control, as Paul Volcker learned real well, right? Remember back during the Volcker years where he had to keep on upping interest rates in order to tame that inflation, courtesy of Jimmy Carter? He managed to do it, but it was really painful. And we don't want to have to go through that again. There's no reason why we should have to go through that again, except that you have a government right now that believes they are the be-all, end-all, the answer to everything. They want to control all the spending in this economy. They want to control how you get paid, how much you get paid, how much you're taxed, all of it in a way that is not helpful, that doesn't actually contribute to our economy to make it grow bigger and bigger. They don't care about growth. They don't care how big or how small the economy is. Actually, they'd prefer small. They just want control. Right? You see, there's a very fundamental difference between the conservative approach to economics and the left's socialist, Marxist approach to economics. They kind of resent anybody having any control over funding. They want it to all be in the hands of Uncle Joe, right? Well, it's resulting in massive, massive inflation, but there's a little silver lining. You know, I've been telling everybody for a while to buy cryptos, to look really hard at cryptos. Bitcoin, I like. Ethereum, I've talked about as well. And what do you know? Ethereum is now over $3,500 per coin there. And one of the exciting things about Ethereum is that it's really capturing this NFT technology, which I believe is here to stay, is actually very usable, right? Because it helps to kind of make things somewhat more authentic, right? You know that if you have this, it's using the blockchain technology to give you ownership over something. And so as we look at Bitcoin, as we look at gold, by the way, I still like gold, especially in an inflationary environment, and we look at things like Ethereum, there's ways for you to kind of compartmentalize how you want to think about your investments. I like gold just because, you know, it's been around for 4,000 years and people have trusted it for that long. I like Bitcoin because it's very transportable. But the problem with Bitcoin is it's a little bit hard to transact in it, right? Because it's so, so volatile. I mean, Ethereum's volatile too. But I think that as we get closer and closer to having a transactable currency other than the U.S. dollar, because you can't count on the U.S. dollar given everything that the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department is doing, Ethereum's going to continue to be one to watch. So do look at that. You can get more investing tips and advice. Go to my website, trishintel.com. I have a private group right now on Facebook. You can sign up for that, where we've got investing tips every single day for you. And I encourage you again, trishintel.com. Sign up for the newsletter. I'm here every single day. Make sure you're subscribing to the channel, and I'll see you tomorrow.